This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Soybeans are a nutrient-intensive crop, and getting the proper background nutrients and pH balance is important for their yield. Soybeans remove 0.8 pounds of phosphate and 1.4 pounds of potash per bushel from the soil. So a good 60 bushel yield would remove 50 pounds of phosphate and 84 pounds of potash. 60 bushels of soybeans would also need 200 pounds of nitrogen, so it is good that the root nodules make it for them. 60 bushels of soybeans also takes 10 pounds of sulfur, but generally the soil organic matter turns over enough to supply that during the summer. Generally, we think about starter fertilizer with corn more than soybeans, as there's more likely to be a growth response with corn than soybeans. This is largely as soybeans are planted in warmer soils. However, in low background phosphorus levels, soybeans can have a yield response to starter fertilizer, and also banding fertilizer along the planting rows. Ideally, the agronomic optimum background phosphorus level should be 20 parts per million. While phosphorus is important to soybeans, soybeans need potassium more than any other grain crop. Like phosphorus, potassium can be banded when background levels are low. In this area, we don't have a naturally high background potassium level like the rest of Kansas has. Soybeans have a very low tolerance to salt, so placement with the seed is not suggested. The agronomic optimum background potassium level is 130 parts per million. However, it takes more fertilizer to increase potassium levels than it does phosphorus. While most plants need slightly more potassium than they do phosphorus, the overall quantity of potassium in the soil is much greater. So increasing or decreasing background levels of the nutrient takes a longer time and more fertilizer. Old hay ground is most likely to be deficient in potassium, and it could take 1,000 pounds over a period of years to increase potassium levels from the low to the 130 part per million agronomic optimum. Deficiencies in sulfur are more likely in sandier soils, but it can happen here as well if the field doesn't have a history of sulfur or potassium sulfate applications. The point of the agronomic optimum is really so the soybeans don't need to be fertilized at all. Everything can be applied before the corn or the wheat, and the soybeans not needing any nitrogen would be carried along, saving application cost and time. It is also important to test for zinc. In southeast Kansas and in southwest Missouri, fields often have a large background zinc level or nearly none, and it can be very variable within a field. It all depends on their location and the economic and industrial past. Boron is another nutrient that is rarely tested for and even more rarely fertilized for, but our natural soils have nearly none. Response rates to boron are difficult to determine, as crops need very little of it. Basically, a couple of pounds of boron per acre would be all the field would ever need, though boron fertilizer would most likely need to be special ordered. In the end, everything begins with a soil test, and there is still time to take a soil test before the soybeans get planted. For tips about soybean fertility and how to take your soil test, please give me a call at 620-778-1037. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.